Something, a new podcast about video games. I am your host Ryan.
Today I am joined by, for our very first podcast,
Ricky,
Callum,
Stephen,
Nick.
Okay, as you all know, it's been E3 recently, so we're going to be talking about one of the many trailers from that.
E3 failed.
It pretty much did.
It did.
The only thing that was a surprise to come out of that was Watch Dogs. Segway. Mm. Okay, we're going to watch the Watch Dogs trailer now.
Not watching dogs.
Dog watch.
You're a liar. I know the truth. I know how you think. I see the digital shadow you cast. You lie to everyone else. You can't hide from me. I'm going to find you and expose you to the world.
Okay, guys, what did you think of the trailer?
Looks totally sick.
It looks amazing.
Just beast.
I like the idea of urban tourism.
You can't have that being, can you?
No, I probably can. We'll find out. iTunes would be...
You can't have to change the word urban terrorism.
No, because he's a good terrorist.
That's he's like a terrorist fighting against a terrorist.
Didn't actually think you'd ever get a good terrorist personally.
Who would have known?
Exactly.
Yeah, but ain't James Bond sort of like a good terrorist? He's like other countries. Yeah.
James
Bond
technically is a knob. Espionage, spy, shit like that.
He's a spy, not.
Same principles.
Who's that guy from that Saboteur?
Oh, what the.
The Irish fella.
Are we just bringing racism into this?
No. There's another terrorist.
Like that.
If you must.
Yeah, but the Saboteur was a bit shit.
A bit? It's an understatement. I bought that game when it first came out.
That's what Saboteur is.
It's a weird, boring game.
The accents in video games, like, anyone play Heavy Rain?
I've heard that's
I'm not falling into the Sony.
Oh, no.
Disgusting.
Just
game.
Literally everyone is a French little boy in that.
Really?
Everyone.
I bet you loved that game.
I know, I was into it. Game of the year 2010. Anyway. Yeah, so Watch Dogs. It looks brilliant, basically. Yeah. The graphics are
amazing.
There isn't even a word to describe how good it is.
It's like the GTA graphics, but slightly more advanced.
Just the level
of detail.
And the fire spreads over time. It doesn't just sort of stay the same.
Well, it's not even in the beginning when he was crossing the road. Like, just the detail.
The animation in his jacket, the way it was moving, the way he was walking.
Rain
just,
There's
nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it.
No, I just agree with, like, I don't see how this is going to run on this gen consoles.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, because LA Noir had 3 discs for Xbox, so it's going to be 3 Xbox. It's going to be like 6 discs.
It'd be like the old Final Fantasy. We'll talk about that in another podcast.
Yeah.
Like there'd be another one. Okay, so
depends on how this goes.
Oh, how do you think it's going?
Scale 2 to Dead Dog. Dead dog.
I'm going dead cat. So I don't know what's.
Dead baby.
This is some good baby.
Anyway.
Anyway, back to the subject on hand, which is. What's it called?
Watch dogs.
Very informed here.
My bad.
Okay.
So who's actually going to get the game when it comes out?
Me.
Definitely.
I like it so much, I might get it twice. And just look at the other one on the wall.
Well, the rumor of 8-player co-op going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
amazing.
Very enticing.
That could blow your mind. Swing.
With the 8-player co-op.
Wait, is that good or bad?
It also depends on how big the map size is.
Oh,
well,
big.
Does it?
It's Chicago, so very, I think that's quite pretty big. Yeah.
It's twice the size of it's twice the size of the AC Brotherhood map, or three times the size. That's what you said to me, didn't you, Nick?
That's That's new Assassin's Creed.
That's
No. That's about something else.
Editing this out.
Forget that.
No, so there's also a thing going around that.
I'm excited.
I can tell. There's that thing hitting me across the table.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Whose is it?
Oh, never God. Stop crossing swords.
I'm trying.
That's too damn big.
Carefully did my pants.
So there's also a thing going about that, you know, the whole thing, it's like it's got an iPod or an iPad phone thing where you can hack everything.
Yes, I really like that.
There's going to be an iPod output they're bringing out where you can do it on your iPod. Not just to your game but to your friend's games.
Oh really?
Like, so they'll be driving along, you can make the bridge go up.
So you can be a terrorist.
That seems pretty weird though, of like blowing shit up in your other friend's game.
Technically that'd piss me off, because if I was playing a hard mission,
especially if you play me.
Because I could be like right there finishing something and you just blow up a bridge.
Well, this goes on to the Xbox's smart glass announcement, which is a load of shit really.
Everything Xbox announces is a load of shit.
Smart glass is basically Xbox connecting your tablets or phones to your Xbox.
That information about the games and films.
Yeah, like
on the marketplace.
Like the South Park guys, they took the piss by saying, "Oh, now you can connect the South Park game to your fridge." And
yeah, but that South Park game does look good.
Yeah, I'm quite excited for that. Unfortunately,
it's only coming out. It's not coming out until what, 2013?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like most of the games on this list, you'll find it.
Most of the good games.
I don't know. I'm sure we don't know when Watch Dogs is coming out.
I'm pretty sure it's next year.
TBA.
I'll be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll be more surprised if GTA 5 comes out this year, though.
It's meant to be coming out October, November.
I watched the trailer for GTA 5 and I don't really remember what happened.
The trailer is seeing a dog for the first time in GTA.
That blew my mind.
I didn't even remember seeing that.
It's in the beginning when he's on a
beach. Oh my god, there was no dogs in GTA?
No, because then you could kill them and people would say
there's still no children.
Rockstar's the only game they brought pets in was if we're dead.
Oh yeah, pets what you can skin.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why they didn't want to bring it, because people were not trying to kill them.
I remember
dogs.
When I first got Red Dead,
they didn't bring kids in.
I showed it to my sister and she was like, my eldest sister, of course she's the middle one, I'm the eldest. She was playing it and I think it was Beth, She fell off a cliff and her horse died. She got a bit upset, so I skinned it.
No, that game,
and she wasn't best pleased, I have to admit.
That game has so many bugs. Why is it land on a horse? You disappear and you see my horse flying through the sky.
The infamous donkey woman.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Don't ask.
What?
I managed to get my horse inside one of the bars.
A drink?
A horse walks into a bar.
the trail of water outside isn't enough. He wants a real drink. He wants to get in there and get a real drink.
That'd be dodgy if he come into the stripper bar or something like that.
He's packing, Jesus, man.
Open the door and you see a horse.
They've got special websites for that, people. MyLittlePony.com. Anyway.
You know that GTA, you go on that site, you get 4 stars.
Like, oh, little lacy beauty pageant thing.
See, this guy's been way looking into that. No, I played too much.
I played GTA yesterday.
5 times you looked in.
Too many times, my friend, too many.
You remember.
Okay, so basically, we should probably move on now.
Okay. Well, no. They're not going to understand what the Watch Dogs is about because we've been talking shit.
Check out the trailer.
Check out the trailer. Go onto YouTube and type in Watch Dogs E3 Walk
2012 gameplay. I'll put a link in the bottom of iTunes probably if I can, or if it even gets onto iTunes.
If not, just go on YouTube and
on YouTube.
type in Watch Dogs E3 2012 gameplay, and it will blow your mind.
Yeah, check out on YouTube.
it truly will blow your mind.
Or by the time we end up getting this on iTunes, it'll probably be out. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably been out for about a year.
We'll probably have to record this again. So. No, I think this is going well, guys.
I don't think it's going too bad.
How long has it been? Let's take a little break. we're reaching the 10-minute mark.
We're gonna have a little break now. We're gonna.
We're not going on the break yet.
We're not gonna have a break yet. Not yet.
don't leave us.
We love you, mother.
Mum, I have some money, please.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy white people.
We should mention Nick's the minority here.
Hey, what do you mean minority?
Exactly.
I'm doing this in air quotes, coloured person.
Nick's the one that makes this more respectable.
I'm the smart one.
Yeah, really all we need now is a woman. So Callum, put your best voice on. Why you got that lipstick on?
Fanny in your bags.
Okay, so let's move on to the Assassin's Creed 3 gameplay trailer.
Woo! Yeah!
Watch them fight and die in the name of freedom. They speak of liberty and justice, but for who?
Okay, that was the trailer.
Anyone fans of the series? I know there is someone.
Obviously, my favorite game of all time. Biggest fan.
You sicken me sometimes.
Admit the first one was a piece of shit.
No, I like the first one.
That's the only one I like. The best.
What
am I? You're not normal.
That's the only one I finished.
No, because to be fair, that's the only one I've played. But
you never played.
That's the only one I've liked. Yeah.
You need to play them.
Play at least two in Brotherhood. Don't play Revelation.
No,
don't
give Revelations a chance.
I ain't got Brotherhood and AC Rev at home. I'll give it to you.
I've got 1, 2.
Admit
Brotherhood
is a bit.
It's not
to
all
be
that.
Honest, it's not all that, but they have definitely redeemed themselves with Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, I like the tone of voice in Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, yeah. I was watching that, and my mum said, "What do you want for dinner?" I don't know. I'm watching Assassin's Creed.
So, who likes fighting wolves?
Who doesn't?
Now, I really am so against it because they're my favourite animal, but I have to admit.
Would you punch a wolf to death? That's the question.
No.
I'd rather it eat me.
Really?
No, seriously, I love wolves so much, I think it'd be an honour to be eaten by one.
As well, but
honestly, I'd love to eat one.
I'll probably break
it. I wouldn't have to eat one, I'd like it to eat me.
I'd probably break its jaw.
You'd let if a wolf stood there and looked me square in the eye, I would say, eat me.
So you'd rather get eaten by a wolf than stop the temper?
Oh no, what's the wolf got to do with temper?
Nothing, but you're saying you'd rather give up that easy over a wolf.
I'd just run from If I'm the assassin...
Run? Why don't you just kill it?
Because I can jump over it, or whatever, run up a tree.
Why are you going to run up a tree?
Because you can run up trees in that game. You can.
Should we call the fire brigade, maybe get you down?
Excuse me, there's a wolf in my tree.
Basically, I love the game. I'm not looking forward to killing wolves, but I guess you're going to have to do it.
I do. Just a question. You know that it's all in the frontier setting now?
Yeah. For the layman,
no, that's what
that
I was telling Ricky. The new
are you going to miss buildings? Because think about it, it's America, not much is built up at the moment.
Yeah, so the free running aspects of it is sort of dying out then.
Well, it's just trees. Do you like trees, Callum?
Mm-hmm. I'm not really done.
I had a tree creak once.
You got followed home by a tree.
Give me your money.
What I was saying to Ricky when he said earlier is that the new Assassin's Creed map is twice the size of Rome.
Boston,
so half
New
of
York.
That, half of that is going to be.
Oh come on! There's got to be something in New York.
And also, there's that whole Caribbean thing with the newly shown boat gameplay at the Sony E3 press conference.
Yeah.
What did you think of the boat gameplay? I thought the water was
amazing.
That was.
Plays a pirate, I guess. So
I like
Pirates
that.
Of the Caribbean, but
a lot better. It's not cliche.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It's kind of the. Storyline kind of cliche that we British drink tea a lot and rape people.
Well, we do rape people,
but we don't drink tea.
Do we?
Don't mind the rape, but not the tea.
Yeah, but
why am I getting humped?
Everyone gets raped in every country, so well, not everyone, but most people.
You should honestly.
Yeah, but the.
We'll be right back.
little mix-up, and we're joined by now Rishi.
Rishi.
Yeah, that's your name.
Yeah.
He did like a sort of gangster sound. I couldn't really make it out too well. Yeah, so basically, Callum, Stephen and Ricky have gone to the Neverworld, let's say that. Well, Callum's sort of still here. Say hello just quick.
Hello.
He's busy, so we're not going to bother him. Okay, he's still joined by
Nick.
And me, right. Okay, that seemed to have hurt Nick. Okay, we're gonna move on from Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs on to The Last of Us, Sony's new
post-apocalyptic survival horror. And here it is.
Oh, perfect.
Now what?
Screw it.
Easy.
Wait.
Holy shit.
Help.
Are we gonna help him?
Put your seatbelt on, Ellie.
What about the guy?
Oh, he ain't even hurt.
Yeah, so we've watched the trailer multiple times.
I've seen it 24 times.
Exactly.
In 2 days.
And they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, well, starting off with Crash Bandicoot, PlayStation's mascot.
And it just seems the games are getting better and better.
Yeah. But in my opinion, this is blowing Uncharted out the wall.
I thought Uncharted was one of my favourite games. But now that The Last of Us is coming out.
But Uncharted was one of the most selling games last year, right?
Well, it won Game of the Year, I think, 2010 or 9.
Last of Us is going to blow it out of the water. Because graphics and
the gameplay,
the gameplay is just so realistic.
Because seeming that we know this is definitely coming this generation. There is no way they can, wait a couple more years. Like they're doing with The Last Guardian, the game by Team Myco.
Well, that was supposed to come out this year, right? Then they
it was supposed to come out years ago.
I thought you said 2012, then they pushed it to 2014.
Basically, they're doing a Duke Nukem.
Another one?
No, it's a figure of speech, Nick.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Yeah, so...
I wasn't paid to say that.
Bullshit.
You said give me the money, yeah, that's like bullshit. I don't think he's going to pay me.
You think you're getting paid for this?
Yeah, you owe me money.
Nutter. Anyway, but yeah, just the animation in Last of Us when he jumps through the window and strangles that guy out. Like, you don't usually see people in video games fight back because he's like slapping him in the face a bit, like trying to get him off.
Slapping me.
Sorry, I was getting into the role. Anyway.
Like I said, it's more realistic because if you went on road and strangled a guy would try to fight back. Not just let you strangle them, so
yeah.
Well, obviously, that's a bit of a obvious sensitive. Oh, I see you're strangling me. Alright, cool.
Okay, just call me later, yeah.
Off my phone. Anyway, I mean, the hostage situation that seemed pretty realistic to me, especially when the hostage tried to escape, so you can just bring them back.
It's a lot more violent than other Naughty Dog games, so I think this will probably be the first M-rated one.
It's going to be worth
18 for years.
So for any under 18s, you might want to get your mums or dads or brothers or sisters.
I'll just buy that. I'll get that man with the moustache to buy it for you. Yeah, that one.
Fortunately, he's sitting right here next to us.
I haven't got a moustache. Oh.
He's got a fake one.
Okay, seeing that we're a new podcast, I thought we might as well do something to introduce ourselves. Seeing that we can't do it for Ricky and Stephen because they've gone off together in the sunset. So, I thought we'd do top three favourite games. Okay, now we're joined back by Callum.
Hello.
Okay, but we're going to start with Nick because we hate you.
Thanks.
Okay, third place, but it's GTA San Andreas.
Okay, why is that?
Because it's probably the best.
Speak louder, the microphone can't hear you!
Because GTA San Andreas is probably the best GTA made.
Okay, why is that, Nick?
What do you mean, why is that?
Why is it the best one made?
Because because it's just got everything in it. Graffiti, gang members, drag bands.
What was your favourite part?
The gym.
You hear that, people? The gym.
Number two would be the Uncharted series.
Okay, that's nice.
Really?
Yes.
One of the best games on PS3.
So that's a bit controversial with our talk about The Last of Us earlier.
Yes, but when The Last of Us come out, Uncharted will probably drop into my top five.
And we're not doing top five.
No, that's for next year.
Okay, let's go with your number one then.
That would be the whole entire Assassin's Creed series. Assassin's Creed has just got a great story, then. Everything about it is just great.
But apart from Revelations.
Yeah. Apart from Revelations.
Tower Defense.
It's nothing to do with Templars or pieces of Eden. It's just following one man through the timeline. Yeah. Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. I love the franchise, but don't buy it.
Kids, there's two things you should remember. Don't do drugs and don't wear Assassin's Creed.
Revelations.
Yeah.
Buy the other ones, not that one.
Buy Brother. And okay. Of course I'm with it.
Okay. We're going to move on to Callum. Callum, what is your favourite games? Start at number three.
Well, what I don't really have them in order, because I like them all virtually the same.
Okay, then just go nuts.
So probably FIFA 2001.
Okay, why is that?
Because EA didn't try to rip off everyone by making them buy two different games. One for the season and another one for the World Cup. What? So it had both of them on it.
Didn't they sort of bring that back with the last World Cup? Like, surely they're doing the DLC this time.
Yeah, they're doing DLC, but you have to download it. You didn't just get it all in one game.
Yeah, but
when you buy it.
So. I remember there was one for the South African one.
No, it was a separate game.
Yeah, so they ditched that. Was it because it came out the same year? Okay, that's interesting.
So, Callum, what's that number two?
Probably Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Okay.
Oh, okay, one of the best games.
Yeah.
We can all admit Need for Speed went downhill after that.
Yeah, that was its peak. Mm. Mm. Well, the run wasn't too bad.
Come on, Pro Street, what the hell were they thinking?
I played on Nintendo Wii. That was.
you just proved our point. Any game that's made on Wii just sucks.
It's so bad.
Anything made on Wii.
It's so bad that it broke in the loading screen the first time I played it. So.
No. If you've got your budget coming for the market.
I think...
stereotypical, but yeah.
I think games are good.
I think the worst Need for Speed...
Carbon.
No.
Carbon.
Undercover. That was...
No.
I hated that.
Carbon's a lot worse. Undercover at least had a decent storyline.
No, Carbon was
storyline in a racing game.
Well,
you had to have following you behind.
Yeah, but
and it worked for most wanted.
I also like the Most Wanted Black Edition one.
Yeah, well, it's that just was limited edition, really.
It also works that for was great. The run, the storyline. So yeah, Carbon storyline have nothing.
Yeah, you just drive and you got some red guys following you.
You get
behind.
People with your block arm and all that, and they don't even do crap.
Well, about the drifting. Carbon first introduced drifting to Need for Speed, so I wouldn't hate on Carbon that much, as Nick.
I will admit...
Hey, come here.
I will admit, the handling on the cars in Carbon did sort of piss me off a bit, because that's when they sort of revamped it all from a not very arcadey racer. They sort of went more streamlined, if anything, but made it shit at the same time.
But saying that, have you seen the trailer for the new Most Wanted?
Oh yeah, segue.
So, it looks like they're starting to get their stride back.
Criterion, I'm just saying, they got their shit together with like the Burnout series. Like Burnout 3, probably my favourite racing game. Not in the top 3, but favourite racing game.
That's definitely one of my favourite games.
Yeah, the best part is driving into that motorways and just creating massive accidents.
Yeah, you just smash into cars you just start some big traffic jam.
Very destructive.
What were your thoughts on... 2 years ago, Hot Pursuit.
Well, I don't know. The evasion system, like spike strips and EMPs, that was a pretty good system.
The music was good.
Only thing that ruined it was the fact that even though you're in a Bugatti Veyron and that goes to 20 miles per hour,
you can get
caught by a police car, a crappy Ford that will go at like a 90, and you're using nitros.
What? Unless the police car's got nitro and 6 turbos, it's not possible.
Well, they can use a trolley and it'll still catch up to you.
Yeah.
I will say though, Hot Pursuit was a hell of a lot better than any of the games.
Well,
to be honest, the reason why the police can catch the well, basically the bad guys is...
Because you're shit rats!
No, it's because it's trying to set a good example that you can't run away from law. So, you know, kids don't go out there thinking they top.
Yeah, but kids don't want to buy games when I have to rep that. Follow the law. That's why GTA is such a...
That's barely confusing.
I'm just saying, I buy games so I can kill women. Well, I wouldn't do it in real life, but I can do it in a video game.
Well, if you guys forgot, the age rating for Need for Speed is 3. So,
yeah. So it is 3 years of walking around with guns these days.
What's the point with...
Well, we're not talking about America here, okay? Stop dissing my country.
What's the point of saying you can't get away from the law when then you can just switch sides in hot pursuit, become a cop, and never even get anywhere near the races?
Game's supposed to be fun. People that bitch about, oh no, my kids killed grandma with a hammer. That was probably your kid. Your kid's... You're a bad parent, go kill yourself. Love video games.
Don't kill yourself. Kids
are
the orphans.
Don't blame MTV either, they didn't do nothing.
Yeah, they showed hot ass.
and dump that ass!
Why are we really...
Okay, Callum, so what's your number one game?
L.A. Noir.
Oh, great. Let's continue. Okay.
What's wrong with L.A. Noir?
No, nothing.
We just had about cops.
I had a really shitty experience when ordering L.A. Noir.
See, I done the smart thing, I wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a retard.
No. I bought it from a company which we shall not name here. Yeah. A month before the game came out, so I got the soundtrack and some, I think it was DLC or something.
They sent you a soundtrack.
Yeah, I like that type of music. Don't judge. Anyway. And come out May 12th. I got it in July.
Suspense, isn't it? Make you want to play the game.
I already read the ending on the internet.
We can't spoil the ending in this case. Some people don't play.
The next couple minutes will contain spoilers for Red Dead Redemption and L.A. Noire. You have been warned.
Spoilers.
Yeah, but that's the thing, because I'm not even paying.
Okay, here's the spoiler horn.
I should guess that.
Okay.
I just bought it for myself.
Nick looks depressed now.
I do that a lot of games. That go on YouTube, look at the engines before I even buy the game.
But why did Rockstar like to kill off their main characters?
Okay, massive spoilers. Let
Death Redemption.
Well, anyways, Callum, carry on.
No, he's done now. Okay, so Rishi, your time to shine.
I'm going to kick off my top three with Battlefield, the whole series.
Okay, then.
One was good.
At three.
What do you mean by one?
Because of the map size, it's never been really done in any game, has it? Like, that scale of a map.
That was mainly on the PC.
And about, like, you could be walking for ages and still not be at the end of a map.
Well, you still get that aspect in Battlefield 3, really.
Yeah, but it was the first game to really do it.
Yeah, well, on console anyway, so, like, PC, they've been doing this shit for years.
Yeah.
Well, in comparison to... Modern Warfare 3, the graphics is so much better. But not the online. I would not suggest you play the online.
What?
For Battlefield.
I love Battlefield online.
Yeah, it's annoying online, because when you get shot, you start bleeding, and then you have to patch yourself up. But when you're online and it's like hectic, you're getting...
Or you just try and medicate one in front of you, and you get your health back up in a second.
I will say, the story for Battlefield 3 is a load of... I hated it. It was a linear piece of and Bad Company 2 has the best story.
You gotta say, it didn't have the best storyline, but the missions were pretty sick.
What about Operation Flashpoint then?
Oh, worst game ever.
Operation Flashpoint? What's
you
that?
Worst
that
game ever, don't even
try
it.
Oh, that game.
Mm.
Yeah, way too tactical.
We're not talking about that.
Don't even bother, they should be burned. Every copy.
You hear that, Flashpoint developers?
You, burn your game.
From Nick.
Whatever happened to them?
They've gone bankrupt. Good. The game's crap. Couldn't give us a third mission, and it was on easy.
We might just say Nick's a bit shit at games here, but...
Excuse me?
Bitch, who beat you at Battlefield?
I'm better than you.
I could play on my toes and beat you.
Yeah, well, you just... Shut up.
We will see this afterwards.
100% GTA, 100% Red Dead Redemption. I'm a committed gamer.
See, I'm more sports games.
Cam's a faggot. Anyway, okay, Rishi, so number two after that. Massive segue.
Well, at number two, you guys are probably going to hate me for saying this. I'd go with Prototype, the whole series. One and two.
I like Prototype.
Prototype.
I'm not going to hate on it. It was a sick game, but I do prefer it.
Well, some people refer to the second one as a copy of the first one.
I never really played the second one. I only played the first.
Just a new character on new moves.
Here's my thing. I think Prototype 1 and 2 are a copy of Incredible Hulk on Xbox. It is the exact same game, the exact same developer, but you're Hulk. It's exactly the same. They changed nothing.
It's probably better.
It was a lot better.
Well, I love Hulk as well, but I'm not going to put him in my top three.
So I took that game out on Wednesday.
Hulk smash pussy.
Well,
that goes back to the Avengers porn from one of the shit episodes, which we haven't released or ever will.
Hulk flash.
Oh, Nick.
Anyways, whilst being interrupted by Nick's stupid phone call, I'll carry on with my top three.
Go ahead.
At number one, I have to agree with Nick, and I'll go with San Andreas, which I think
it was
is
Assassin's Creed.
Well, it was
one of my favourites. It's one of my favourites.
Well, it was in his top three. That's what
it
I meant.
It was his third.
Yeah, well, it's still in my top favourites.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. One with one of Nick's top favourite, which is GTA San Andreas, and basically it's just set the benchmark for every GTA, because every GTA before San Andreas and after San Andreas was just basically crap.
Well, I don't know. Vice City is okay, but
I say Rockstar barely makes bad games.
Well, that's my top three.
Okay, that's all we've got time for this week, because we're being pressured to leave the room that we're in. I'd like to thank all my guest hosts this week, Ricky.
Why am I getting humped?
Everyone gets raped.
Steven.
Sure.
Callum.
We don't mind the rape, but not the tea.
Yeah, but
Rishi.
Yeah, boy.
Nick.
Hello.
I'd also like to thank Shane Hill for letting us use his music for our podcast. Find more of him at shanehill.bandcamp.com. I've been your host, Ryan.
That's what you can skin.
And catch you again some other time.
Pay me.